Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Lee told us she was 14 years old in 1979. She was at the courthouse in Etowah County in Alabama with her mom for a child custody hearing. Roy Moore came up to them, introduced himself, offered to look after Lee while her mother went into the courtroom. While her mother was gone, he talked to Lee. He asked for her phone number. He called a few days later and then picked her up, drove her to his home, offered her alcohol, and took her clothes off, took his own clothes off, touched her, had her touch him.
That's the story of Lee Korfman, who alleges that Roy Moore, a former judge and now Senate Republican candidate from Alabama, initiated a sexual encounter with her when she was 14 years old. Three other women have come forward to say that Moore pursued them as teenagers. That's all according to a report from the Washington Post. Roy Moore has denied these allegations. Investigative reporter Beth Reinhart broke this story for the Washington Post, along with her colleague Stephanie McCrumman.
So the other women that we talked to were a little bit older. They were between the ages of 16 and 18 when they met Roy Moore. And they say he did not initiate sexual contact. The 16-year-old at the time met him at the mall. He asked her out repeatedly in front of her mom, who worked at the mall. She declined. Her mom said no way. And then when she was 17, she met Roy Moore when he came to speak to her high school civics class. And they dated a little bit. And then the other woman we spoke to was 18, attending community college. When she met Roy Moore, also met him while working at the mall. She worked at a jewelry counter and went out on some dates with him.
So, Beth, when did the Washington Post first hear about these stories? And how long did you research this story before going to press with it?
It's been about a month since we first heard that Roy Moore had, you know, been rumored to have pursued teenage girls when he was in his early 30s and an assistant district attorney. Two Washington Post reporters, including myself, spent a few weeks in Alabama chasing down leads and reaching out to the women who ended up in the story. Initially, none of them were willing to speak publicly about their experience. So it took several interviews over a period of time to convince them to speak on the record.
So to be clear, this wasn't the kind of information that people call oppo in politics, meaning one of Roy Moore's political enemies tipped you off and that's how you got the story.
Absolutely not. We didn't have any contact with the Democratic Party. We didn't get any emails loaded with information. You know, we did our research. We corroborated their stories when possible with family members and friends. We researched their backgrounds to make sure that none of them were on some kind of political vendetta. And we found their stories to be credible and worth putting in the newspaper.
Beth, Roy Moore has denied these allegations. In a statement, he called them garbage and he called them fake news. Have we heard anything else from Roy Moore or the people around him?
In fact, Roy Moore is using this as sort of a rallying cry, which is really not surprising. He has made a career of sort of running against the political establishment, and this is another example of that. He's going to, you know, defy, I think, the calls for him to step aside that we heard from senators, and at least as of now, does not seem to be deterred in the least.
He's even released fundraising appeals based on your story.
Right. And I imagine with a certain group of folks that will be successful. There's a lot of mistrust of the media, unfortunately, even though, as I said, we were very careful and cautious when we were reporting and writing this story.
Beth, Roy Moore has decades in public life in Alabama. He's not new on the scene. He was a Supreme Court justice twice and extremely well known across the state. Why did these women say that now was the time they wanted to come forward and not at any time before?
Well, Lee Korfman, the woman who was 14 when she met Roy Moore, has really struggled with this decision for years. She's thought about coming forward, even confronting him personally. and stopped herself for many reasons. I mean, in the past, when she thought about it, her kids were younger. She was worried about the repercussions for them. She was worried people wouldn't believe her because she, as she puts it, is no angel. She's been divorced several times. She's had some financial problems. She knows that Roy Moore is popular and powerful. And, you know, she thought she would be a target of scorn. But as I said, after several conversations, she decided that she needed to speak publicly about the Roy Moore that she knew, that she feels the voters are not aware of.
Many Republican senators in Washington said that if the allegations against Roy Moore are true, that he should not be in the Senate, that he should step aside. Meanwhile, a lot of his allies in Alabama, a couple of them said they didn't really even see anything wrong with what Lee Korfman says in your story, what Roy Moore is alleged to have done. What does the law say now or at the time about Roy Moore's behavior, especially with Lee Korfman?
So the age of consent in 1979 and today is 16 years old. When you're younger than 16, you're not considered able to consent. So even if, as we say in the story, Lee did not, you know, protest or fight him off, under the law, she is not considered able to legally consent because of, you know, her young age at the time. She also says he offered her alcohol, and the drinking age then was 19.
Does that mean that if Lee Korfman had complained at the time when she was 14, Roy Moore would have been charged with a felony?
That's possible, according to the legal experts that we spoke to, yes.
Beth, on Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called on Moore to exit the special election if the allegations are true, as I mentioned. Are you aware of anything that Senator McConnell or any other Republican senators are doing to determine if the allegations you write about are true?
I'm not aware of anything. And if there is something more we should be looking into, I'm happy to get a suggestion.
This special election is December 12th. Republicans in Washington seem to want Roy Moore to step aside. You don't have any indication that he's going to do so?
Not at this point. And under the law, his name will remain on the ballot even if he did step aside. It's too late for the party to replace him. And so his name will be on the ballot December 12th, no matter what happens.
Beth Reinhart with The Washington Post. Beth, thanks for your story.
Thank you.
And as Roy Moore faces allegations of sexual assault and pursuing relationships with underage girls in the 70s and 80s, on Thursday night, the Senate passed a bipartisan resolution requiring senators and aides to go through sexual harassment training. Sexual harassment training now is optional on Capitol Hill. If you want to respond to the news of these allegations against Roy Moore, 8778-MY-TAKE is our number. You can always leave a comment on our Facebook page.